Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, let's check in with our phones. Lots of folks want to weigh in here. 888-9105-105. Derek in Clay has got us. I want to talk about that no-knock warrant. Derek, good morning. You're on Alabama's Morning News. Go ahead.
Morning, JT. I was under the I watched the news conference yesterday on Fox from the Kentucky AG. I thought he said that the warrant was that they did not do a no-knock, but that was misleading press.
Okay, let's clarify that. All right, let's talk about that just for a second here. You were correct, but let me tell you where it did start. The Kentucky Attorney General you're referring to, Daniel Cameron, announced yesterday that one of the officers would be charged for his actions in this whole situation, which we, you know, now know as warranted endangerment or wanton endangerment, and that they did have a no-knock warrant. Now, here's where it changes. Although a judge did authorize a no-knock warrant, meaning the officers wouldn't legally need to identify themselves as police before entering, the attorney general did say that the supervisors changed the orders advising the officers to knock and announce their presence in serving the specific search warrant. So, yes and no. There was a no-knock warrant that they had, but the bosses right before that, they said, look, don't just bust in, announce, and then bust in and announce again. So that's what took place. Yes, there was a no-knock warrant, but what actually happened was we're going to announce, and there were witnesses that said they did hear the police announce themselves, hey, police, police, boom, knock in, go in, police, police. So they announced it twice, but the no-knock warrant did exist. The bosses just kind of changed a little bit of it as they executed it. Is that what you're referring to? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, because, I mean, the way when everybody keeps saying there's a no-knock warrant, but yet they say that they announced, to me that's misleading. But I understand when you get, you know, I didn't see all that in the weeds. Yeah. So.
But both is correct. You are correct, and there was a no-knock warrant in all of this. How it actually played out was a combination of the two. The no-knock warrant was still there, but the bosses said right there at the last minute, announce before you start busting in. So they did not actually technically execute a no-knock warrant as it's written up. They didn't bust in silently like a no-knock warrant allowed them to do. They did announce before and then as they were going in as well. But boom, there comes the gunfire pretty quick. Thank you. I appreciate the call. All right, let's take one more call. Harrison, Jeff, stay with us. Jeff's got us on Hayden. But Harrison called in first. Let's go to Harrison. Jeff, we will get to you. Stay with us. Harrison in Shelby County. Good morning, sir. What's going on?
Good morning, JT. Just enjoying this wonderful weather.
It's beautiful.
You know, whenever you look at her actions, you know, from the very beginning in her relationship with this drug dealer, you know, poor choices have consequences. And her being a police officer and allowing a drug dealer to live in
Breonna Taylor. I don't think Breonna Taylor was a police officer. I think she was an EMT.
I thought that she had some involvement with the police officer. Maybe
I could be completely wrong, but it's my understanding that Breonna Taylor worked as an EMT and wanted to work in that capacity. I'll dig into that a little bit more, but I'm not sure she was a police officer. But you're right. She was aware. You don't have a boyfriend and not be aware of his activities. I mean, I'm with you.
Yeah, giving him money, recorded on, you know, wiretaps and everything else. I mean,
I got you.
Get out of the house before something happens.
Look, you're absolutely right. Did she deserve to die? No. But hanging with the wrong people, does it bring bad things on you sometimes? Yes. And apparently, and this is why I blame that ex-boyfriend, Jamarcus Glover, as the one responsible for her death and all this. Absolutely. But thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Oh.
Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.